I hope your day is full of beautiful aromas of fig and lavender and santal. I hope your day is full of woodsy scents and pleasurable aromas that make you feel safe and cozy. Guys, we have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with the one, the only Benji Aflalo. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Benji Aflalo, just a few things I want to tell you about. One, This Bitch and Friend show tomorrow, March 14th, 10:30, main room of the Comedy Store, stacked lineup. It's me, Kimmy Congdon, Ryan Sickler, Josh Potter, Ali Makovsky, Ian Edwards, Greg Fitzsimmons, solid lineup. Get tickets now. It will sell out. And then also April 18th. Come out. It's an all-woman lineup. It's me, Kim, Annie Lederman, Jetski Johnson, Whitney Cummings, and Beth Stelling. So that's a fire lineup. And then May 7th, Kim and I are doing This Bitch at the Comedy Store live for Netflix is a Joke in the original room of the store. So come out, get tickets for all of those things. I'm sure they're all going to sell out. And before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Benji, there's just one thing I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah socks. Oh yeah. Look down at your feet right now. Are you wearing socks? If you're not, ask yourself why, you dirty little dog. You little pig. You little oink oink. Protect your most valuable assets, your toes, with the most beautiful socks from ohyeah.com. Whether you're into pizza or aliens or strawberries or slippers, there's something for you. My favorite things right now are their alligator slippers. I love them so much. They make such great gifts. They're very cute. If you want to break up with someone and you don't know how, get them a pair of socks and say, it's time for me to walk away. Shop ohyeah.com. That's 3 O's H-Y-E-A-H.com. Sarah 10. They make great Easter gifts too, guys. They make great St. Patrick's Day gifts. I guess St. Patrick's Day is a fucking full-on holiday now. My boyfriend has to prepare for, like, a leprechaun to come for his kids. Like, that's a thing that's happening? I don't know. Anyways, buy tickets to my shows. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Buy some merch. Subscribe to the patreon.com/SarahWineShank. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. Let's get into this week's episode with Benji Aflalo. Here it is, everyone. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Wineshank, and today's guest is the one, the only, one of my good friends, a hilarious writer, hilarious comedian, just dropped a new podcast. It's comedian Benji Aflalo, everybody.
What's up, everybody? It's great to be here at the Comedy Store in the middle of the day.
Yeah, nothing makes you feel like you're doing more with your life than being here while the sun's out.
I used to work here picking up phones during the day, so it's actually nostalgic.
Really?
To be here during the day.
What was that like, picking up the phones here?
I liked it. I think because when you're young and you have no, like, direction in your life, it's nice to be like, I have a real job. And
yeah.
It's not a real job. It's picking up phones at a comedy club. But it gave me a sense of purpose and identity when I was young and I needed it.
But, like, sometimes, like, were some people rude when they called in ever? Or were most people nice?
You get a whole array of things. So sometimes you get the people who just, like, want to tell a joke and hang up.
No.
Most people want to know if there's parking. And that was oddly a common question because it's just like, no, there's nowhere to park. You're screwed. And, like, who preps so well for places that they want to know where the parking's at? Like, I just arrive places and try to discover parking.
Especially comedians.
Yeah, we don't like.
What kind? Who cares?
Yeah.
Or figure it out. Or garbage people.
Yeah. But there was always the thing where it's like, if Mitzi calls, you better be perfect the way you pick up the phone. Otherwise, you might get fired and your career's over.
No.
Yeah. But I think maybe I only picked up the phone when she called, like, once. But everyone would tell you these scary stories where it's like, if you pick up the phone wrong, Mitzi Shore will end your life.
How would you answer the phone?
It's actually funny you ask because I really don't like the way, first off, no one picks up the phone here anymore. It
right.
used to be part of the culture of always having a phones guy.
Right.
And I would always go, Comedy Store, this is Benji. How can I help you?
Okay.
And we were trained to say your name. And then after I stopped working here, the later generation wouldn't say their name. They would just go, Comedy Store. And then you got to be like, who is this? Like, because
you have to guess.
You have to guess, and often you know the comic, but you don't know their voice. So it's like, just tell me who you are. And so often I find that to be frustrating. If you pick up a phone for a living, I think you should say your name, especially if it's like familiar people are calling. And then that's how the comedians get to know you. Oh, yeah, I talked to you the other day. I know your name. Like, and you avoid the annoying thing of like, who am I talking to? Because sometimes you have like requests. And it's like,
right.
Hey, I got a thing. And you want to like know if you can be cool or if you have questions and how annoying you can be as a comic.
Yeah, I want to know how annoying I can be.
Yes.
Like if I know you, I can be so much more annoying.
Yes.
If I don't know you, I'm going to tone down my annoyingness.
Yes. And that's the camaraderie of comedians. How annoying can I be around you?
And that's how you know if you're really friends with someone.
Yes.
Too, in comedy. It's like, how annoying, how mentally ill can I be? And this person still accept me.
I have some normal friends who don't do comedy. They just are annoying nonstop, but they don't know it. I think comics will be annoying, drain our friends, energy vampire nonstop, and then we'll go, all right, I'm so sorry. What do you have to say?
Yeah.
Regular people, they're just like, I'm going to complain for the rest of my life, and you're just going to be on the receiving end of it.
Dude, a regular person's story that just drags on and you're like disassociating, just them going to the grocery store, no punchlines, just... horrible.
It's a Buddhist exercise to listen to a normal person talk.
It is.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, fine. You read Siddhartha in college, Benji. Just like tap into that now because this normal person's talking.
I know. And then when the normal people know that you do comedy, that's also a nightmare too.
Yes, because then they want to be funny and this and that. And my wife is a normal person. She thinks she's funny. So starting on date one, I was like, hey, just so you know, you're not funny.
No.
But so it's a whole thing. So now when she makes me laugh once every 2 weeks, she's like, you see, I told you. And everyone thinks she's funny. My family thinks she's funny. Her family thinks she's funny.
But also like when she makes a joke that doesn't land, is that hard?
Yeah, because often she'll do wordplay. And it's just like, oh,
like
God.
A pun?
She'll do puns or wordplay and start laughing at her own joke. And I just have to be like, all right.
But she's very sweet and beautiful.
She's sweet and beautiful. She has that going for her.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, you can't be everything all the time, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't demand it of. I knew she wasn't funny from day one. Yeah, no. I'm not trying to make her funnier.
Oh my God.
I'm accepting the level of, the real problem isn't how funny she is. The problem is people who think they're funnier than they are. That's where there's a disconnect with the universe.
Yeah, when they're like, I could do it. I could do what you're doing. I got some jokes.
But then I realize I'm disconnected from the universe because normal people think she's funny.
Right. That makes sense.
So it comes back to me all the time because I'll be out at dinner and she's making everyone laugh. And I'm just like, all right.
No. That's so wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, like, sometimes my boyfriend makes jokes and they don't always land, but I laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just gotta, I don't know.
It's worse to bring a comedian around family and friends because that's when stuff gets weird. Because it's like you're eating sandwiches with normal people and then the comedian you're dating is like, smelly pussies, am I right? And everyone's yeah, I guess. How's your turkey sandwich? Like, I got molested. Hey, we're just trying to have sandwiches, ma'am.
Like, do you come into socks? You're like,
so those are the perks of not dating a comic.
Yeah.
You gotta
They're
just...
normal, sweet, nice, good people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's worth it, actually.
Yeah.
Rather than dating someone in comedy, fuck. I'm done.
My barometer was really like, can I have this person around my nieces?
There's a lot that you can't.
Yeah. Most comics can't be around a niece.
Well, most comics you don't want to see out in the daylight either.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. It's like a vampire almost. You see them in the daylight, you're like, whoa, I haven't seen this person out like when the sun's out ever. It's like, it'll throw you off. If you see like a random comedian at like a grocery store, you're like, whoa.
Gross.
You're not, you're a normal person. You're not just like behind a little dumpster.
They're all vitamin D deficient.
Yes.
Except for people at the mothership, every stand-up comedian is vitamin D deficient.
Yeah, that's true because everyone at the mothership's getting special drips.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
You got to be funny to get past at the mothership, but also they're like, what kind of supplements are you on?
Yeah. It's true.
Disgusting.
Shout out to Ways to Well. They gave me some good supplements.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
You talk about supplements in Austin now?
Yeah. I'm in the supplement game, okay?
Nice.
I think that means I'm in the Illuminati. They give me, like, I got IV drips. They told me I need to take more vitamin D. A whole thing. They take your blood and then they give you, like, a specialized thing for you.
I wish I did more of the IV drip stuff. That seems like a really easy way to be healthier.
It does, especially when you're traveling a lot.
Especially in Austin, because people party there.
Dude, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
I come back, I'm bloated 10 pounds heavier. I have my fat outfits for when I get back from Austin.
Oh,
very
that's funny.
Loose pants.
Just waiting for you on your armchair.
Yeah. Lots of spandex. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lots of indoor cigarette smoking in Austin.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I wake up, like, sweating from, like, meats and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good way to start the day, you know? And then I have to come back to L.A. detox. It's the whole thing.
You know L.A. is that terrible when you're like, yeah, I go to this place, I come back fat, smelling like Marlboros, and it's still better than this fucking place.
I still can't wait to go back.
Yeah, get me out of here.
It's the time of my life.
Yeah.
Never had more fun. I'm eating breakfast tacos at 4 a.m. with bacon in them. Like, fuck it.
I just offered you the look you gave me. So full disclosure to the listeners, I brought a breakfast burrito with me because I'm just a fat ass. Because I don't come to this side of town during the day anymore. So I was like, oh, I'll get a breakfast burrito. I'm not even hungry.
You're not?
No, I'm so fat that I just recklessly buy breakfast burritos. And so then I was like, maybe Sarah will share it with me. And then I have my little bag with her breakfast burrito and she's walking in. And I'm like, hey, Sarah, you want to split a breakfast burrito? And you're like, what? I go, it's from a good place. It's from Strings of Life or whatever. And you're like, just like a gluten breakfast burrito? And I'm like, yeah. And then you're like, no. It was the most sass you ever gave me. I've known you, what, 15 years?
It's so funny because after it happened, I went in the bathroom and I go, I was very extreme about my response there. I was like, I probably could have been less aggressive. And then I come back and no, because I'm trying really hard not to have gluten. Because everyone's online asking if I'm pregnant, calling me a fat pig. So you bringing me something glutinous just triggered me. You get it.
Oh, I get it. It was the most Jewish you've ever been.
Very, like, Jewish-American princess valley girl.
I know a lot of gluten-free Jewish cunts.
Yeah.
And you tapped into yours in that moment.
Just like a regular gluten burrito? You're like, yeah. I go, no. And then I just walk away.
It was more the look in your face. I never saw a look in your face like that. It was, like, disgust. You were ready to hit me. But I know what that's like when you're trying to eat better and someone's like, breakfast burritos and candy. You're like, get away from me.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was more that, like, yes, I want a breakfast burrito, okay? But my pants are cutting into me right now. And I got people online being like, is she pregnant? Guess what, bitches? I'm not. Just gain some LBs, okay? And that's middle age, baby.
I just buy fat boy pants now, and my pants are big on me, and I can just live my life.
Yeah, that's what's up.
When I was on TV, I was like a 29-inch waist. Now I'm buying 34s.
Hell yeah.
I'm probably really like a 32, 33, but I don't want to live in the reality of uncomfortable pants.
Sometimes I buy bigger sizes, and then I just cut out the tag so I don't have to think about it anymore.
Oh, my God.
Trick myself.
That's so sad.
I know.
You could just write in a new size. You might as well.
Welcome to the Eating Disorder Podcast.
Or you could write like a different country above the size and you're like, oh yeah, those are the sizes in Ethiopia. I'm really a 23 inch. It's a European 34.
Yeah. That's what I should do, dude. Fuck it. Well, so I'm so excited you started your podcast. I see the clips. It's so funny.
Thank you.
It's called Fat Benji.
Yes.
It's everywhere the podcasts are, right?
It's on YouTube. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's super fun. I'm feeling very free. I'm still kind of new at it. So there's still some moments where I feel like an open micer and I'm messing up. But overall, it's been really nice. I have a great little team of people helping me, which is also really nice because oftentimes the thing that kept me from doing it and starting one was sort of feeling like, who's going to help me that isn't going to charge me $10,000 an episode and all this stuff. And so I found like a really awesome little team of people that are helping me. And so it's
well, yeah, good. I think it's perfect for you because you have really funny hot takes on so many different things. So I love just, I loved seeing you going on snacks recently.
Yeah. Jeff Ross said the funniest thing to me about it. He goes, smart of you to name it Fat Benji. It's a real distraction from how short you are.
You're not even fat.
Yeah, but that's the but you weren't going to bring up how short I was because
you're distracting.
I'm creating a whole fat conversation and no one's going to realize that I'm like short, hairy, annoying.
All that goes
out the window.
It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to get compliments.
Yeah, you're not fat.
It's like, welcome to my podcast.
I'm fat.
Fat, retarded Benji. Everyone's like, you're not fat and retarded. Thanks. Yeah, I know. I guess I'm really smart and skinny, actually.
Yeah. And I have hot takes.
Hot takes. It's a hot take podcast. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why I like you, too? Because we're both from LA and I feel like we have a similar sensibility.
Yes.
Like you meet some of these people that move here and you're like, yikes.
Heavy energy.
Heavy energy. Everything's riding on being here.
Yes.
They're like, I left my family in Kansas to make it.
Yes.
And there's something about that that's a lot.
And then you can't like have fun with them because there's like too much intensity there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not us.
Not us.
We were talking about that the other day. I think it's important to just play it cool in life.
Yes.
Even if things get to you, stop making your trauma your brand. Just pretend everything's cool.
Just fake it till you make it, sweetie.
1996, you got a longboard and an Incubus t-shirt on and just pretend like everything's okay even though there's things going on the inside.
Yeah.
On the outside, we're at a 311 concert just trying to blend in.
On the outside, amber is the color of my energy?
Anything. Anything but being a fucking wreck. Just pretend you're okay. Pretend.
Everyone is openly a wreck. That's what we were talking about. How people are just like open sores walking around with their trauma, dumping on everyone. It's like, we're all triggered, bitch.
Yeah. Man the fuck up.
We're all triggered.
Man the fuck up.
Yeah.
And like read some stories. There were moments in my life where I was like depressed and down about stuff. And then you open a newspaper and it's like, couple on honeymoon gets decapitated.
Yeah, it's true.
Father of four.
Murders his wife.
Yeah, or wife leaves with three kids to soccer practice. They're all dead. It's like, well, what's that husband's life like now? And then you're like, I didn't get into JFL and everyone's racist and everyone hates gay people and everyone's this and my dad yelled at me as a kid and you're like my dad.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like, shut up.
That is true.
Smoke weed in the morning.
Please.
Smoke weed in the morning.
Are you smoking weed in the morning right now?
No, I'm trying to have a kid and my semen is not optimal, so I'm on weed break.
I have heard that that's a thing. You have to get on a weed break if you're trying to conceive. How long do you have to be on that for?
I think I've heard things like it takes 70 days for new sperm to regenerate. And I've mostly been not smoking weed for like a couple months now. But I miss her, baby, and I miss her bad.
Well, once you get that cum... that good batch of cum, we're getting high as fuck.
Once I have fertilized eggs, yeah. I'm getting back on weed, yeah. And I'm going on testosterone.
Both?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be on testosterone when you're...
No, it's bad for your sperm.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be the opposite, but that goes to show you like how little I know.
No, I think you're right. It is kind of counterintuitive. You would think that more testosterone and...
More cum.
I just think anything you're putting in your body is bad for being fertile.
Really? I bet this is horrible.
Oh, yeah. Red Bull ain't helping.
Red Bull. This is making my womb even more inhospitable.
Well, a whole generation is much less fertile than previous.
Yeah, because we're putting laptops on our uteruses.
It's the laptops. I don't know what it is, but they say it's heat from laptops. I think it's the chemicals in our food.
The BPA in plastic.
The BPAs, the microplastics. You know what I actually think could be part of it? Please don't fact check this. I don't
really know anything.
But I think it's all like the polyester in our clothes and everyone wears like polyester underwear now. And it's like, you got a pussy full of microplastics thinking you're going to be fertile. And I think back in the day, everyone was just wearing like cotton and hemp or whatever.
Yeah, wear cotton panties.
Yeah, they're not as comfortable.
It's just...
Here, let me show you my panties. But I try to buy more cotton underwear, but sometimes I'm just like, fuck it, I don't care. Because I just like to go to Ross and get underwear.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to go to Ross. Nothing like going to a Ross, a Marshalls. You ever go to the Marshalls in the Valley?
I love the Ross. The Valley Ross life
is for you.
There's always one person robbing the place, which is fun.
You did send me a video from a Ross.
Oh, yeah. That was so fun.
Yeah.
So basically, I was in Ross, and then every, like, 2 minutes, the Latina at the front counter is like, someone just donated money to the Boys and Girls Club. Everyone say hip hip hooray. And then all the Ross people go, hip hip hooray. And then she like plays a jingle on her phone. And I'm like, oh, this is getting annoying. It's like every 2 minutes. I didn't know people at Ross were so generous. So I get to the front counter and I'm like, hey, I'll donate, but I want my own jingle. And she was like, all right. And I was like, I want my jingle to be Hit 'Em Up by Tupac.
Yeah.
And then she was like, is there bad words in it? And I was like, well, we can, like, you know, figure that out.
Yeah.
We'll find a part that doesn't. And then I found a part, and I was like, there's an N-word. Is that okay? And then the Latina next to her was like, no, that's not okay. And I was like, all right, fine. So I was like, just play Tupac, and the N-word's coming, so just cut it out before. So sure enough, I donated the $2, and she was like, we got another thing. And then it was Tupac on the mic. I'll send you the video if you need that element for
your
podcast.
I have it. Okay. Yeah, I'll send you the video, okay. Xavier. We could put that in.
It's only part of it. And then even afterwards, she was like, oh, you're going to put this on TikTok. I'm going to go viral. So
nah.
Let's make her go viral. It's not the most amazing footage, but you get the idea. And she was a very sweet girl.
Okay, we'll put the footage right here.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Valley Latin people. The Valley Mexican community is strong, and I love them.
Stronger than ever.
You go to that Wood Ranch in Northridge.
Bam.
Yep.
How often are you going to Wood Ranch in Northridge?
I go to Wood Ranch. I'm going to do this right to camera. I go to Wood Ranch so often.
No.
That eventually me and my wife are like, let's just go to a different Wood Ranch so we can have a change of scenery.
No.
So we went to the Northridge one because there's also outdoor seating so we could bring the dog. I love that mall in Northridge.
Northridge Mall?
Yeah, you got a Dave and Buster's, you got a Wood Ranch.
I haven't been there in years.
It's thriving.
The Northridge Mall?
Dude, it's the best.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you get at Wood Ranch?
What don't I fucking get at Wood Ranch?
Baby back ribs? Like, what do they have?
I don't eat pork, really, but they have beef ribs, which are pretty good. I get the tri-tip. I get the grilled chicken breast. I get the tri-tip sliders. I get wings. I get the barbecue chicken potato skins. I'm a Wood Ranch guy.
You are.
I'm about to buy some merch. I want to get in the merch game. I want to go to restaurants and comedy clubs and help them with merch because I come from, like, Shylock Schmata fashion people. So yeah. I just know all these like Jews in fashion.
Yeah.
And I want to start just approaching different comedians and being like, look, you got a lot of microplastics in your merch. I can help you. And I want to do that with Wood Ranch too, because their merch is pretty basic.
Wood Ranch? I think you're going to get a Wood Ranch sponsorship out of this.
I hope so. I think I'm a little off brand for Wood Ranch. But maybe I am on brand.
No, you're on brand for a Wood Ranch.
Yeah. I love Wood Ranch. Wow, that is not their merch. That is totally different.
Okay.
That was it. Hey, go back.
What?
That one to the left, that one. Yeah. Not the ones on top, but the second row.
The second row?
Second row.
Like, of everyone to the left.
Yeah, that's like all their merch right there.
That is really ugly merch.
Yeah, it's like, also it's Wood Ranch. Like, let's get some flames on there. Some tri-tip.
Some flames.
You know, maybe the fonts in macaroni.
Well, that's kooky. A macaroni font's kooky, Benji.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean that.
You went too hard.
No one's going to trust me to make their merch.
With the rebrand.
So I'm making this bitch mirth, and it's like, I have the worst ideas.
Macaroni.
The fonts use tampons. You're going to love it. It's all organic cotton.
No. Get it? Because they're bitches that bleed.
Would you trust me to help you with merch if I found... I was like, hey, meet my North African Jewish friend. He's going to help you with organic hoodies.
I would definitely, if it was a North African Jew that was in fashion, absolutely.
Okay.
I trust you with that.
Okay. All right.
There's other male comics I would not trust with merch suggestions.
Okay. You're going to be my first client.
Okay.
I'm getting in the fashion business.
You are? This is a big this is the biggest announcement.
I'm getting in the fashion business. I know a lot of the comedy clubs I go to, a lot of the comedians I see, you guys won't even wear your own merch. That's how shitty it is. I am going to team up with a North African kite, and we are going to make organic hoodies, organic t-shirts, and beanies, not made out of polyester. I'm gonna cashmere beanies is what I'm going to come to comedy clubs and comedians with. I'm tired of you guys selling shit beanies to your fans.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the fans are going to have to pay for the cashmere. Are they ready for that?
I bet you would sell out of cashmere beanies as long as you didn't buy 300 of them.
How many you think I could sell?
I don't know. What's your merch moving like?
It could be moving faster. That's a good reminder. Guys, go buy some merch. It's in the link tree. You know what it is. The link tree on my Instagram. Lots of merch. You could be wearing a Shank hoodie right now.
You plugging your merch with dangling Red Bull. Hey, everyone. Buy my merch. It's not cashmere. We got to get rid of this stock so I can get cashmere beanies. Gotta sell shit merch to fucking sell good merch. You know the saying. No, I'm sure your merch is great.
My Red Bull?
Yeah.
The Red Bull's alarming.
That could be the ambient noise of your podcast, just a jingling Red Bull in the background.
People could go to sleep with that playing. Do you go to sleep with white noise?
Yes, I listen to white men talk about baseball and I fall asleep. I listen to baseball podcasts.
You do?
Yeah, baseball podcasts or Ben Shapiro. Just a Jew talking puts me to bed.
Feels safe.
It reminds me of school.
Yeah.
So I just kind of zonk out.
Do you remember falling asleep in school? Did you fall asleep in school?
A little bit in high school. I think in grade school I kind of knew better, but come high school it was more likely to happen, but not often. But
I would fucking full on take naps.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, no, this is my nap time.
I didn't want to get caught. Did you ever get caught sleeping?
We had one cool teacher. His name was Mr. Clark. He was he had a Dodge Neon and he had 500 different bumper stickers on it. And he was like, if you guys are tired and you need to sleep, you can do that.
Yeah, that's why I'm not sending my kids to public school.
It wasn't public.
Oh, Jesus.
Catholic.
You went to Catholic school?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. No wonder you're...
That's why I'm fucked up.
No wonder you're in your mid-30s wearing outfits.
Forever. Outfits forever.
It'll be really great when you're 70 years old wearing bow ties.
I will be.
Oh, I know.
I hope to be a silver fashion influencer, sweetie. Outfit of the day at 70.
Have you sold bow ties for merch?
No.
What's your fan base? Horny dudes or?
Lots of horny men.
I was going to say, sell skirts. And I'm I don't know if that's our fan base.
No, lots of dudes.
Dudes.
Lots of dudes. What, should I sell knives? Shank? Can you sell knives? Or do you need a license for that?
Oh, you know what dudes would buy from you?
What?
Boxers.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, I'm wearing my
Shank boxers.
Just these fat incels in the Midwest who listen to your podcast.
My face on their dick?
Yeah.
That's a literal nightmare.
My face on your dick.
You know what you want? My face on your dick.
Yeah.
Swipe up for Shank boxers.
I want a cut of this. I think your boxers will sell out.
You do?
Yeah. Do a 3-pack of briefs, boxer briefs.
Okay. Do you have the link for your North African Jew friend for that?
I will. I'll put you in touch. He's horny, too. Watch out.
Everyone's horny.
Just don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not afraid of this horny Jew who's going to help me make cash, honey.
Yeah.
Money's money, you know? Anyways. Yeah.
He's definitely going to try to sleep with you. But he'll also come through on boxers and stuff.
Well, it's fine.
You're so dead inside. It's fine.
It's fine.
Bring on the men who can help me that are going to try to fuck me also.
14 years into comedy. I'm like, oh, he's going to try to fuck me? Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Let's sell underwear, you know? Are you going to have merch? Do you have merch?
I don't, but now that I have a podcast, I need some. So yeah, I will have merch sooner than later, and it will be I'll most likely start with beanies and hoodies because I like comfy stuff.
Are they going to be cash?
I like the idea of a cashmere beanie, but I don't know if I have the fan base yet. So I might have to start not
cotton.
That. Cotton or, yeah, wool.
Wool.
Yeah. Maybe a cashmere blend.
A cashmere blend?
I like cashmere blends because a cashmere cotton blend you can put in the washing machine, whereas pure cashmere you're probably going to want to dry clean.
I love it. You're getting real LA Jew, and I love that about you.
Thank you. I know you live in Topanga. You guys don't dry clean. You're just like, it's clean.
No,
it's like,
I'm moving
it's
out of Topanga. I've had enough with the lifestyle. During 2020, I was like, this is amazing. I live in paradise. Now I'm like, get me the fuck off the side of this mountain. Can these bitches take showers?
There's a smell that I smell it more on women, but it's also on some men that like hippies smell like now.
Patchouli?
Is it patchouli? It smells like body odor, but
it's like patchouli mixed with body odor.
I'm smelling it more and more often. It like smells like a homeless person.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
What is up with that?
They're like, we're trying to conserve water. What's wrong with our natural pheromones?
Lots of stuff.
You know what I mean?
Americans are getting smellier. Have you noticed that?
Fatter and smellier.
I feel like when I was younger and you go to foreign countries, it'd be like, yeah, they smell. We're not like that. And now it's like, oh, no, we smell also now. Yeah. We used to not smell. Now we smell.
Well, why? You think it's from the microplastics, the McDonald's? Like, what do you think's causing the scent?
I think Marxists are taking over our culture and country, and they just want to destroy everything. And when people smell bad, they can't function in a work environment. So they're just like, we smell, deal with it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It is really important. Smells are so important.
Yeah.
Like, the way somebody smells. You ever hook up with someone and you smell them, you go, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Who, this was a mistake.
Yeah, you can't smell. There's no greater indicator of someone having their shit together or not having their shit together than their smell.
Right.
If you can't manage to not smell, there's trouble. If you manage to smell good, great sign.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I usually smell pretty good. I could smell better right now, but
same.
I smell
what I just read. Same.
I'm out of my
favorite perfume.
My favorite deodorant. I'm using my backup deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
I have a favorite one, but I'm using the backup. And often I will put on a scented lotion, and I'm not wearing that today. And I'll often wear cologne, and I'm not wearing that today. So usually it's a three-pronged attack.
Yeah, I also have a three-pronged attack.
But today I'm just, I don't think I'm on any of my prongs.
That's okay.
I'm trying to also do less fragrance because they say it's bad for fertility. So I'm doing it a little less.
They do?
Yeah.
I did hear that actually from my friend in Topanga.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do a little bit less of it. But if I ever have to like, you know, let people know what's up with my fragrant.
You ever have like a somewhere important to be? That's when you hit the fragrance.
That's when I'm hitting my fragrance. Like, and oftentimes, I'm not like a fancy dude. I dress like shit. I don't really care about much. I'm getting fatter every day. But even in fancy rich people circles, they'll be like, you smell good. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when a rich person tells you you smell good, it hits different than when a poor person tells you you smell good.
Is it like one single thing? Or are you mixing up things?
It, like I said, it's a three-pronged attack. Okay. It's a high-end deodorant, which I won't reveal.
Why?
I want him to say it.
I don't want all your fucking incel people fucking to know what deodorant I wear.
It's like Benji.
It costs more than, it's like a $40 deodorant.
Okay.
But it's worth it. It's like, because most deodorants cost, what, like $9 now at Target?
Yeah.
So it's like you spend a little more and you don't smell like every other frat boy.
Right.
Then I go with scented lotion, which is oftentimes like a subtle fig-based fragrance.
Yeah. We revealed a little more, so it's a fig-based lotion.
It's a fig-based lotion. Sometimes I'll reveal my lotions.
Okay.
So sometimes it'll be a fig-based lotion. Sometimes I do Lilabo.
Lilabo.
Lilabo because... if you want, you guys want a Lilabo trick?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a fan base who could use this any less. Like, your listeners are like, yeah, I need Lilabo. So, if for those who don't know, Lilabo, they make fragrances and all
this
stuff.
I wear another 13 from Lilabo.
Right. Okay, so what's good about Lilabo is this. Their lotions, If you go to the store, they'll often mix it for you there. They're very potent. So if you like a Le Labo fragrance, get their lotion and then I water it down. And then it's way more cost effective and it's not too strong. Because sometimes Le Labo's too strong.
Too strong.
Way too strong, right?
Yeah.
So you get their lotion, you water it down, it lasts forever. And then especially if you're coming at a three-pronged attack with your fragrances, you don't want anything overwhelming thing. So it's not just to be cost-effective, it's also to just have a healthy balance of fragrance.
The three-pronged attack. I do think that men need to hear this, though.
Okay.
I think that the incel is listening, and I think some of you are fucking. I'm not coming for all of the shanksters, but I do think there are some incels listening that could smell better.
Fragrance? I won't reveal my fragrance.
He's being very shifty about his fragrance.
Can we get in the price range? Can we know that?
Not that much. And honestly...
He won't say the price range.
Well, no. Okay. It's not that much. 100? Some fragrances, 100-ish, yeah. So the fragrance is actually also, like, mainstream. It's not like a weird French or Italian thing you've never heard of.
It is?
Yeah, it's pretty mainstream, but a lot of people don't even know this company makes fragrances. All right, fine, I'll tell you. No, I won't. No, I'm not going to tell.
Is it Jack Henry?
No.
They have a good men's fragrance.
But yeah, but honestly, find the fragrance that works for you. And do that. Get a lotion that works for you. Make sure it's not too strong. And try a little harder. Don't get your deodorant at Target. Venture out. Find a better deodorant. And if you use those three things, you'll be fine.
What about face moisturizer? Are you moisturizing your face?
The scented lotion that I use will go on my face and hair.
What? Yeah. That just blew my mind. What?
A scent the same. Because I just have like, if you have hair like I do, just like thick, coarse Jew hair.
Yeah.
Lotion works really well.
Yeah.
So that's where, so the face and the hair is getting the lotion attack. And then you have the cologne coming from here and then the deodorant here. So when you hug me, oh, fuck.
You're getting the three prongs.
Three-pronged attack.
Whoa.
And then whatever excess lotion from the face and head, I'll just like, will go on my arms or wherever. My body somewhere.
Do you hate when you squeeze out too much lotion and you're like, now I'm fucking wasting the lotion? Does that happen to you?
Sound like it happens
to
me?
No, it seems like...
I have my lotion game figured out.
I can't handle your lotion game. It's making me laugh. Like, it's so insane. Your three-pronged attack.
I'm lotion loose, though. Like I said, I will use Le Labo.
Lotion loose.
But if I go to a nice hotel and their lotions are good, I'll steal their lotions.
Oh, yeah. But the worst is when you go to a hotel and their lotions aren't good.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I bring backup lotion.
I bring backup lotion, too. Do you bring a backup shampoo, too, or no?
No. I mean, if I know it's going to be, like, if I'm going to a comedy condo, then yes, I'm bringing... also, but when it comes to shampoo and stuff, I'm not that crazy. I can just use a bar of soap.
Well, it's like, what's in Benji's bag?
Irish Spring, Dove. I can use...
Irish Spring would make me have a rash.
I'll use a bar of soap as shampoo. I don't care. That's when I get really basic.
Whoa, savage.
Yeah, I get basic with myself.
A bar of soap as shampoo, but the Le Labo three-prong effect, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more about your fragrance.
That's more about the fragrance.
There is something really that I love about the scent of a fig.
Yeah, you were figgy the other day.
Yeah.
I called you out on it.
Yeah.
I think you were insulted.
No, I was.
You were like,
just...
it's not mine, it's Steph's.
Oh,
right?
It was Steph's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I was extra figgy that day.
And then I walked away being like, was I too harsh about it? I'm pro fig scent. I was just letting her know that the notes of her...
Fig were strong.
That was very fig forward.
It was when I was staying at Steph's house watching her dogs. And I got dressed at her house and I was like, what's this? And I squirted it on. And then it was like...
Yes.
Immersive.
Yeah. But it was good. It was just very fig forward. That's all.
Yeah. Sometimes Le Labo, it's like, I don't know if I want woodsy smells all the time.
Yeah. Their noir is what I do.
Oh, their noir.
If you ever stay at the Edition in Miami, they use Le Labo and they have their own scent, which is very similar to the noir, but it's not the same. And they'll tell you it is at Le Labo that it's not. But if you get the Edition scent from Miami, that one's also a really solid lotion to incorporate into your armada of scents.
What about Axe? I dated a guy that used Axe, the chocolate spray.
Yeah.
He was He would spray himself down with like Axe chocolate. Even the smell is bringing up, like, I'm having a Pavlovian response to it, even just thinking about the relationship.
Yuck. All that Axe stuff. If you get the very basic old school Old Spice, that can be okay.
That's a good one.
But you know what's the best cheap one that you can get at Target? But it's not, like, is circulated as much as it used to be. Speed Stick. If you get the regular old school Speed Stick, not a weird whatever, and it's aluminum free, and it's a very old school, oh, my grandpa smelled like this kind of scent that isn't frat boy at all. It's actually pretty solid. Regular Speed Stick is the backup to the one I won't tell you about.
Do you want to smell like a grandpa?
I think there's something kind of cool about the old school scents. Like, my grandpa would smell like Speed Stick and like the old school polo and the green bottle with the gold cap.
Oh my God. Yes.
Whenever I smell that now, I'm an 80-year-old dude. It like sends me back.
The polo cologne?
Yeah.
My dad wore that.
Yeah.
My entire life.
I might bring that back. Do we bring? Because no one wears that anymore.
No.
It'd be a power fucking move to start wearing old school green bottle polo.
You should.
Maybe I'll get a bottle.
Please.
Okay. No
Please.
Problem.
Please post a photo with it.
No problem. I'm bringing it back.
I like how you're becoming a cologne influencer.
But I don't know how polo will incorporate with my other stuff, but I bet it'll be okay.
I think it'll be like I imagine giving you a hug, taking a whiff and being like, wow, Benji smells like a man.
I'm into man shit lately.
Yeah. I can tell by the mustache.
Well, because
it's working.
Gen Z is so soft that now I get to be like, I'm a fucking man, dude. So I get to like lean into shit. Like, whereas 10 years ago, I was just like, hi, I'm a pussy. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
But now, like, that most of the world is pussies. I'm like, I wear Ralph Lauren. I own guns. Like, come at me, dude.
I'm a man.
Yeah. A man now. Thanks, Gen Z.
Thanks, Gen Z.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gen Z, for making me more of a man.
Yeah. I'll fight a 21-year-old.
I feel like you'd win.
I know. I'm not
Especially
fighting.
Once you get on that T.
Yeah.
Wait, why do you want to get on T?
I'm getting fatter no matter what I do. So, yes, I'm getting fatter, but I still, like, lift weights and go to the gym and, like, I'm just feeling, like, weak. I don't know. I just want to. I feel like a lot of people are doing it and I've had a lot of fun in my life. Like, I've done a lot of the cool things. I've done comedy. I was on TV. I've met my heroes. And I'm ready for the next chapter of just being a fucking jacked old man.
Teed out?
Yeah.
No, it's so funny.
Yeah. And I hear it makes you, like, euphoric.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, so I want to be, like, I want to be euphoric on stage.
Do you think, like, you're going to be, like, all, like, horned out?
Probably.
Moment of silence for your wife.
She's fine with it.
Okay,
she's fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I warned her too.
I said, I'm going to take tea and I'm going to get extra horny.
Yeah, she knows.
Fun.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. I'm already 40. It's like time to do testosterone. I mean, a lot of women do it too. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah.
I'm not taking tea.
Or a lot of women are on HGH now. Like all these rich bitches who still look good, they're on something. It's not just the dudes.
Dude, they're on something. They have the injections. It's a three-pronged approach as well.
Yeah.
It's injections, diet, and who knows what else.
Supplements. I'd love it if you started doing that.
What?
If you just got on hormones and testosterone and just...
Just what? I just become like this, like, bodybuilder?
No, if like all of a sudden people were like, is Wineshank like J-Lo or something? Like, just come in, all your Puerto Rican DNA comes out. Hey, what's up? I'm Sarah Wineshank. What's up, Bean Cells? I'm making underwear for you.
Come through or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Kim start fighting all the time.
Dude, if I got on testosterone, Kim and I would be fighting all of the time.
Just Puerto Rican slap fights every podcast.
That's right. Poor Xavier knows.
Are you Puerto Rican?
No.
No, no.
But he's on the team calls, you know?
Oh, okay. But you guys don't really fight, do you?
No.
Here and there you must, but.
Here and there.
But that's healthy.
That is healthy.
Yeah, that's...
Where are you from, man?
Originally, I'm from Victorville.
Oh, shit. You're from Victorville?
Yeah.
I've never met anyone from Victorville.
I have.
You have?
I have an ex-girlfriend from Victorville.
You do? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
That's the biggest plot twist I've heard yet. How'd you meet the ex from Victorville?
We had the same manager.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Remember when you had that pageant girl thing?
Yeah, I dated a couple pageant girls too.
There was a period of time where Benji was dating a few pageant girls. And it was funny. It was so specific.
They just, I don't know, it just kept happening.
Yeah, he had the Miss America effect.
Yeah. I think it was, one was Miss America and one was Miss Universe. Or there's a difference. Or Miss USA and Miss America.
And it was like,
there's a difference between the two.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forgot, but I know one of them was like, I am not that. I am Miss America. That's totally different. We are a totally different thing. I think one's more like model-y, and it's like, if you're hot, you're okay. Then the other one is like, you got to be hot, but like also, do you save puppies or whatever?
Like, yeah, do you want world peace?
Yeah. Miss America emphasizes personal growth and scholarship opportunities. Miss USA is different. I think Miss USA is like the Donald Trump one where it's just like hot pussy RS. But yeah, Miss
America. Let me put on a sash and get in a bikini and talk about how I should make the world a better place.
Yeah, that's Miss America.
That's its own weird subculture. Like the pageant moms, nuts.
They're all very good people, I find. They were very nice girls. And I think to kind of get far in that thing, like you have to be not just pretty, but also sort of well-rounded.
Do they have any like special talents?
Yeah, do they have any special talents?
Dance. I think the one was a dance and the other one was like an actress type of girl.
The special talents part is always wild.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our episode.
Okay, cool.
We'll end on that. Where can people find you? Plug your podcast. This comes out a week from tomorrow. So if there's anything you want to specifically plug, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Yeah, listen to the podcast. It's called Fat Benji Podcast. It's on YouTube, Spotify, Apple. You can follow me on Instagram and X, and also I will be in Dallas and Fort Worth at Hyenas Comedy Club on March 21st and 22nd, and I'll be in Phoenix in April, but I don't remember the dates, but if you go to my Instagram or something like that, you'll figure it out.
We'll link to the Instagram and the podcast so it's all easy to find in the description of the podcast, and then thank you guys so much for listening to Shank. Let me see what I have coming up. Okay. We are doing This Bitch Live for Netflix is a Joke in the Original Room May 7th. Come buy tickets. It'll sell out. It's a small room. We're also doing This Bitch and Friends on tomorrow. So if you're in LA and you're by the Comedy Store, buy tickets. It's Ryan Sickler, Josh Potter, me, Kimmy, Ali Makovsky. It's a really good lineup. Ian Edwards, Greg Fitzsimmons. We've sold out every time, so buy tickets sooner rather than later. And then This Bitch and Friends, 418, main room of the Comedy Store. It's all women. It's me, Whitney, Kim Congdon, Annie Lederman, Beth Stelling, and Jetski Johnson. Buy tickets. And at Princess Shank, you can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. Patreon.com/SarahWineShank. And then also buy some fucking merch. Thank you. Bye.